Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
You know about GoBob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from GoBob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. GoBob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need GoBob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by GoBob Pipe and Steel. Find GoBob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
Today's cattle market bounced higher. We're 20 to 60 higher in the feeder cattle. Live cattle are anywhere from 7 lower to about a dollar higher on the February. But overall, the market has been the same price for 3 or 4 days in a row. Of course, yesterday it sold off. Today's slightly higher price brings a little bit of confidence back into the market. We're still below some critical levels here. We're below the moving average. For example, March feeders are at 144.35, where the moving average is 150.89. So roughly $6.50 below that. Trading sideways here, some people are considering this maybe building a base, and the possibility of going and meeting those resistance levels at the moving average is possible. Back in the summertime, it was in the low 130s, and so that would be sort of the support. On live cattle day, we were $60 to $1 higher on the first 2 months. December, which are about 2 weeks away from expiration, are at 116.30, up 65 cents. The cash market so far, all we've had is a few head trade at 116. It's currently 116 bid and about 119 ask. At the end of this month, we've got two reports on the 22nd, which is Friday before Christmas. Cold storage and cattle on feed both that Friday afternoon.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were mixed bag today, led lower by the soybeans. They were down 11 to 12 cents. There are some rains forecast over the weekend down in South America, and that should be beneficial to the soybean crop, and therefore we are unwinding some of those long positions. Hedge funds are long about 20,000 contracts of beans, so that weather forecast has urged some of them to get out. Corn was unchanged today, not a whole lot of news there, and then wheat was two or so cents higher. Cotton futures also rallied. March cotton was up 112 at 75.25. The high for that March contract back in March of 17 was 75.75. So that was a contract high. Today's high was 75.76. So 1 point off of contract highs for the March cotton. D's 18, 72.49, up 19 cents. And now that's next year's cotton crop. So overall, pretty decent day for grain futures. Exports this morning for wheat were above expectations at 598,000 metric tons. We're looking for 250 to 450. Corn was in the range, and so were soybeans. Soybeans were 1.56. We're looking for 1.4 to 2.1. So overall, really, wheat was the best export number. Corn and beans were fairly neutral.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.